Excluded from settlement. A high proportion of immigrants in Vorarlberg always was and still is from Germany, although they are not perceived as foreigners in the public's mind. This was different in the last decades of the 19th century, because many of the German immigrants were Protestants. In 1861, there were approximately 400 Protestants in Vorarlberg. The Dornbirn-based doctor and state parliament representative Anton Oeltz initiated a petition to prevent people of Protestant faith from settling in Vorarlberg. Petition by Dr. Josef Anton Oeltz, 1861.
I urge the House to acknowledge that we demand from our delegates, whom we have entrusted in good faith with the holiest matter of the state, that they commit themselves in the name of His Apostolic Majesty, especially in the face of great danger threatening our ancient rights inherited from our fathers, to maintain the union of faith, meaning Catholicism, in the state of Vorarlberg, and to ensure that the Protestants are excluded from settlement.
Dr. Oeltz was not successful with his petition. He was even convicted of hate speech, although the sentence was later revoked. In Dornbirn, the first Protestant Mass took place in the Hotel Romberg in 1903. In 1930-31, the Heilandskirche, Church of the Savior, which was planned by architect Otto Bartning, was built in the Rosenstraße. In the meantime, however, an incident occurred, which reflects the atmosphere of the times. On the 21st of April in 1912, a Protestant child was buried in the cemetery in Markt, the center of the city. The following February, this text appeared in a newspaper under the headline, Religious Intolerance.
On the 21st of April of last year, a Protestant child was buried in the local cemetery. The funeral was held by Pastor Kurzhal from Bregenz. As he was about to carry out the funeral in accordance with Protestant customs, a man, allegedly the gravedigger, interrupted him to tell him that the city pastor Ender wanted to inform him that a funeral oration would not be permitted. The pastor, of course, was not deterred by the command, which was so delicately conveyed at the open grave, and he held a short speech, which is expressly permitted by law. Since then, months have passed, and Pastor Kurzhal has not filed a land suit against his Catholic brother for interference in religious matters, although he would have had a legal basis for it.
What followed was a long trial. In 1915, the court eventually ruled in favor of the Protestant pastor, since the right to a proper funeral goes hand in hand with the right to a funeral oration.